Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, they talking loud. They talking loud. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I'm back on the block and it just don't stop. Coming back with the music, call it classic hip hop. Cause it's classic hip hop, cause it's always on my mind. Check out my music, cause I'm straight from the grind. Cause I'm the OMF posse, and they the straight up production. We're all up in your jams, cause we're all up in your functions. This is what we do when we're coming with our flow. Coming with the music, come back to let you know. Cause we straight from the underground, all up in your town. Lyrics so fat, and we ready to clap. Cause you suck at MC, soul out hip hop. Cause you're jumping out the box and dancing a lot.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I think about the music and I think about the flow. I think about the music and I think about Curtis Blow. Grandmaster Cash and Cool Herc used to make the music, rappers went berserk. But you suck an MC, sold out of art form. Walking around now with a wig and a perm. How much money you got for jumping out that box? How much money you got for selling out hip hop? You suck a sold out art form and sell it to the devil. And that's why I call myself the rebel. Cause I'm a rebel with a motherfucking cause. Cause I'm an OMF and straight up and we bringing the noise.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I real OGs ain't bitter. Now you sucker rappers all pick of the litter. Now you was all up in the nutsack when real MCs wrote real rap. Check the facts. Yeah, you was all up in the hood and didn't have a clue. Real players had pussy before pussy had you. Yeah, I'm the black toast from the Ivory Coast. The black man, the African, the America hated the most. From coast to coast, we came straight up in your town. Coming with the music and we ready to clown.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop.
Yo, yo, this is All Enough. We back for a dope show. While we waiting for a special guest to come on the line, we're going to play some music. So we're going to play Casney, Buzzy, Don't Turn It Up. Go.
Sunshine, even in the rain. You're my Percocet when I'm in pain. I love you so much and I am not ashamed. Want the world to know I ain't letting go. This is spiritual. I feel you in my soul. We connected even when I'm on the road. I perform this on my stage, but this is not a show. I'm so in love, I can't help myself. On the trap beat, yeah. I'm so in love, I can't help myself. I'm singing love songs on the trap beat, yeah. I'm in love. Feel the love, feel the love. If you feel like I feel, turn me up. I'm in love, I'm in love. It's the way that I feel, I'm in love. Feel the love, feel the love. If you feel like I feel, turn me up. Now I got everybody.
Now I got everybody.
Now I got the whole world.
Now I got the whole world.
Trap into a love song.
Yeah. Yeah.
Trap into a love song. And now I got everybody.
Now I got everybody.
Now I got the whole world. Feel, turn me up. I'm in love, I'm in love. It's the way that I feel, I'm in love. Feel the love, feel the love. If you feel like I feel, turn me up.
Yeah, that was Cassidy Busby from Fayetteville, North Carolina. Can we play a song by Fleetwood? Fleetwood, 189, his song, That's What's Up.
Yo, yo, support JK, what's up?
Yo, what's up? Who's this?
What's up with you? Happy belated birthday, man.
Hey, thank you, man. Yeah, who's this?
J Kid.
Huh?
J Kid.
Oh, what's up, man? How you been?
Been fine. Just been writing music, man.
Yeah, so give us a little, so tell us about what's been going on with you.
What's been going on? Working on a music video for one of my songs called Just Another Day. Working on my mixtape, working on my album. Living life to the fullest.
So what music are you putting out? What kind of music?
Huh?
I said, what kind of music you putting out?
Hip-hop. Hip-hop music.
Yeah, did you send me any of your music?
Yeah, I sent you one of my songs before called Just Another Day.
Oh, yeah, I played that back. Yeah, I played that back about a couple of months ago. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So how you been doing otherwise since then?
I've just been working on the music, man, grinding.
Yeah. Yeah, man, that's what I'm saying. But you got So you ain't got no more of the stuff. So give us a little background on who you are. Give us a little background on who you are. You got into the music industry.
I got Just Another Day. That song's on iTunes, on Google Play, Amazon Music. I got it right there. I'm working on my album, my mixtape, my album. I got another track about to drop called These Clowns.
Yeah. So tell us how you got into hip hop and give us a little background on you.
Oh, I got a hip hop back when I was in high school. I started doing music seriously back when I was in high school. It was back in back in 2003.
Okay.
I've been doing it ever since. Strong, going hard ever since for it. I love it so much. I love it. This is my passion, my drive is to make music. You know what I'm saying? To guide these kids in the future. to the music that I do.
Yeah. So how do you feel about the music?
To the direction.
Yeah. So how do you feel about the music industry as a whole?
The music industry right now is a joke. It's just a joke. Too many followers, not enough leaders.
Wow.
All messed up.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, that's dope, man. So, you got to send me your stuff. And I got some open slots for you to come on and co-host and interview on the show in May.
All right.
If available. Yeah.
I'm available.
I'm gonna text you on Facebook. I already hit you up on Facebook already. So I'm gonna hit you up on Facebook and let you know. But send me some more of your new music. You got any new music?
Yeah, I got a song called These Clowns.
But send it to me. Send me the MP3 to my Gmail account at redheadron48@gmail.com.
Will do.
All right. Thanks for calling.
All right. Peace.
Can we take another caller?
Hey, family. It's Ann Jules in the house. What's up?
What's up, Ann Jules? What's going on? What's the word?
I'm doing good. Happy belated birthday, King.
Thank you. Yeah, we Pisces in the house. Yes, we got the fish in the water.
Yes, we are, my brother. Tomorrow's my birthday, March 4th. I was born on a verb. There's only one way to go, and that's the March 4th.
Yeah, shout out
definitely.
To
well,
shout out to
many.
Pisces.
Yeah, many blessings to you and to all your callers, all your listeners. Many blessings to Black Tear here at Blackout Radio on OMF Posse Show. I'm so grateful to have the opportunity to call in, and I appreciate you letting me do that, letting me call in and show my support.
That's what time it is. So tell us what you're doing with doing. As far as musically and everything, well, tell us, give us a little.
Well, as you already know, I was just listening to some of the our tracks, but we're working on new music, y'all. But we're just so excited, you know, to release another track, and well, of course, we'll be recording that over at North Fire because. Our team, Angelo Quaglia, he's the one who mastered the last track, Deja Vu For You, featuring Rob the Noise Temple. And as you already know, Rob the Noise Temple was Sugar Hill Gang's DJ, who was also a part of my band with my love of my life, my man, my king, my soon-to-be hubby, you know. Ja Earthlin J, you know, we released that track to honor Rob's life and his legacy and everything he did for hip hop, because those guys, you know, you already know, you're an OG, you're the GOAT, you already know what's up in hip hop, and they represent, you know, the real true hip hop, which I like to do as well, as far as, you know, helping humanity and keeping it real. So we released Deja Vu For You in September, and everybody loves it. We've gotten such great reviews, and I'm just so grateful to all our supporters out there, everyone here at my, you know, all my family here at Blackout Radio, and to everybody who's rocking with us and who has supported us from day one, and you know, Royal Crush Takeover, LeVar Hayes, Royal Crush Keisha, all the Blackout family, Tupac Tina, Carlito 810, everybody out there, all the people that have been rocking on this station forever. And I mean, I remember, you know, calling in 2015, around September and October of that year. And, I didn't even, you know, I hadn't done a whole lot. I was a singer. I had just lost my husband to cancer, and that's all I could really say back then. But, you know, ever since I got myself on the Crip Hop Nation Worldwide 10th anniversary CD, I got asked by my family, and that's how I met Rob DeNoise Temple, because he got his cousin, Wonder Mike, to throw their talent onto that that 10th anniversary CD. And, you know, I mean, I'm honored to be on there with Daryl McDaniels, who had mental issues back in the day when he was at the top of the charts. You know, you never know what anyone really goes through in life, no matter where they're at. And you know how big Run DMC is, but I'm just grateful to have the track Deja Vu for you. And, you know, I rock it everywhere I go. Everyone loves music, and I'm grateful to be able to share my gifts to help others and to help the world and just stay positive. Our music is pretty positive, and I love the way that you – I love hearing that track at the beginning of your show, because I've been a supporter of you and your lyrics. And, you know, you and D-Rock, Heat Miser, he's another one that I just connected to you recently. He's another one. He just released that track with Ed OG, you know. So shout out to you, Heat Miser, at the LS camp over there. And, you know, we're representing Massachusetts. He's from Western Mass. I was living in Western Mass, but now I'm in Eastern Mass. But yeah, I'm just so grateful to you guys. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but it's a celebration starting at midnight tonight. I feel like I'm going to be celebrating. Yeah. I've been celebrating all week. I got so many great things going on in my life. But yeah, we're looking forward to dropping a new track very soon and just staying focused on our goals. And so that's about it. But yeah, if you any of your callers and listeners are listening, just check us out on Spotify, iTunes, all the music platforms out there. Just search Deja Vu for You featuring Rob DeNoise Temple. Ageless Angels, we're doing our thing. And I thank you so much, you guys, for having me on, and I appreciate you letting me call in and rock with y'all and promote and everything. And I thank you for playing my music and for all your support, family.
Yeah, I rock your this is what I wanted to tell you. I rock your song all the time in my car. You know what I'm saying? Because I rock real music. You understand me? I got music in my car that I can listen to and relate to. And that's the type of music you make. And that's a dope song. You know what I'm saying? And all the
thank
people
you.
In the hip-hop. And the Hip Hop Nation, like I said, you know, we know so many people. Thank you for hooking me up with D-Rock. He sent me his music. He's going to be on my show later on in May, I think.
Awesome.
You know what I'm saying? So thank you. You know, thank you. Because like you said, we go back to 2015 when Eddie Kyle was rocking Blackout Radio. You know, so
yep.
He was the loyal one. Me and you used to call it every Tuesday
night.
Yeah, Tuesday night.
He had it on from 10 o'clock until like 1 o'clock in the morning sometimes.
Yeah, we rock, man, all night. Yeah, and look how many people he turned us on to in the hip-hop industry. You know what I'm saying?
I don't miss a call. You know, I got something really important going on if I miss a call, but I haven't missed a call. Like, you know, I don't want to miss a call because, yeah, it changed my life. I met so many cool people, and it helped, you know. I got so many opportunities and just networking with so many people. It's just incredible. And I'm from Detroit. I'm from Michigan. And when I found out he's from Michigan and I was like, yep, these are my people. So I always gotta show my support for Black Tear. And to be in Untouchable magazine together, I didn't even know that was happening back in 2000 and what was that, 16, I think, Black Tear.
Mm-hmm.
you know, that was pretty fly.
You know, the opportunity. People get, see what I'm saying? We was given the opportunity and we ran with it. See, people, see, like you said, the one, you don't call, you know, ones I don't want to call a radio station. You don't know what the opportunity, like you said. Just call it the radio station. Look at how many doors that open up for us. You know, we the,
totally.
We the living example of what it is, an opportunity, just having the opportunity. And that's all we need. We didn't ask for no money. We didn't ask for nothing. Just an opportunity.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? Look where we have gone. So when you don't call the show, you ain't hurting me. Like I tell people all the time, you ain't hurting me. You're a hater.
Right.
You hate it. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you networking. You said it again. You networking. Who was going to play your music? I'm just going to play your music on the radio. How many DJs can you send your music to and play your music on the radio? You can.
Right.
But they
being old school.
Yeah, and they charge
you
$150.
That just doesn't happen to anybody. You just can't just do that. Back in the day, you had to pay some top dollar to get your tracks on the radio. Any DJ, you had to submit it through a whole process. It wasn't just something like, I mean, you had to be well connected in the 90s and 2000s just to get your music heard on the radio. I knew some DJs back in the day, but you know, it's a whole different ball game now. But yeah, you're right. You are so right. And I mean, I met Young Zeke. I met Snoop Dogg's, you know, his artist through Young Zeke. And then Young Zeke, I somehow met, you know, Paisley Park, Prince's producer, Lindell Spirit, because he was connected to him, you know. And then I got in a magazine from Lindell, and then I met Terry Moore from Lindell, all because of Blackout Radio, all because I called in on those times and I made sure to get through because I wanted to talk to these artists. These people inspire me, you know, all these people that are doing their thing, they inspire me so much, you know, and there's been so many opportunities when I've talked to the greats and I'm just like, It's incredible, you know, that people wouldn't want to call in. And I try to tell everybody, call in. And when those people do, I see their lives changing too, you know. So
yep.
I'm living proof.
We are living proof. Blackout Radio is living proof. We all have been blessed by Blackout Radio just being in the same breath as them. You understand me? So I can, like I said, I have, you know, I can't thank them enough, Blackout Radio, the whole posse. You know what I'm saying? Like I said.
Do you know that, you know, Eddie, when I first started calling in and I started getting myself, you know, And I was working. I was grinding. He said, I got 17 hosts. I called into every single one of those in a week. That was back in the day, but I didn't miss a beat. No freaking way did I ever miss one of those shows. And you know what? He said, all those people will put your music on their show, so send them your music. And I was like, all right, because, you know, it pays to actually grind and work hard, and people see you doing that, and that's why I help people. I help people, you know, I know who help themselves, and that's, you know, I love seeing people succeed. I don't ask for anything in response, you know, I don't want anything except for the notion that I had something to do with that. I don't need any gratitude. I don't need any praise. I just know that they're doing something good because of something I might have helped them do. And that's all I need. That's success in my heart. At the end of the day, then I know I can go to sleep and I'll be like, yeah, if God takes me into my sleep, I'm all right. I'm good. You know?
Yeah.
I don't like taking any opportunities when somebody pulls, you know, when there's strings attached, and there's a lot of those snakes, you know, in the industry, yeah. where if they, you know, you do something kind for somebody, then they, you know, they act like you owe them. It's like, wait, you asked me to do this, but yeah, I don't take every opportunity, but I try to weed out the snakes, and I'm just grateful for all the opportunities that I've made here on Blackout Radio. And on that note, I'm going to say you guys take care. I'll celebrate you guys because you're my family, and thank you so much for all your love and support, my brothers.
Thank you. No, thank you. And keep doing it and keep rocking and doing your dope music, like I said.
Will do.
Talk to you soon.
You made my day telling me you rock that in your whip. And roll down those windows because the world needs some more.
Yeah.
That track is actually in 432 hertz. I taught Rob DeNoy's Temple about the vibration of 432 hertz. So, yeah, that's a track that will actually heal the earth, heal everything that it comes in touch with. So there's something magical with that track. I want you to know that's heavenly sent. Okay.
Yeah.
Still to this day, even though Rob is dead, you know he's attached to all that. He's got his wings on that track. You know it. So.
Yep.
But anyway.
Because when I play it, they be like, who's this? I said, this is my sister from Boston, Massachusetts. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Aww.
You know what I'm saying? They say, well, yeah, because this ain't on commercial radio. You understand me? That's the make of this dope music that we be playing on our radio stations. Like, we got to go anyway. But,
thank you, brother.
Yeah, that's not on commercial radio. The stuff that we play here on our radio stations, it ain't on commercial radio. That's garbage on commercial radio. You know what I'm saying?
You got that right.
All right, we got to go, bud.
All right, peace, salute, fam. I'm out.
Peace.
And Jules,
peace.
Loves you.
Peace. Yeah, can we take another
I'm here.
Call?
I'm here.
Cool.
Yep. Isaac Jezin.
All right. Let us know
yes,
who you
sir.
Are.
Yes, sir. I'm Isaac Jezin, and it's an honor to be here. First of all, I want to thank God and thank you for the wonderful program. It's totally fun, especially the work that you're doing for the community. That's really epic. That's really awesome. And also, I just want to tell your listeners that, you know, whatever you're doing, you know, it's very, very important to serve one another, you know, serve others, you know, because virtually that's what I do, serve others. Now, I'm a young professional musician, of course, 47. I started when I was 16 years old. Music is my life and passion. And I took it on professionally as a DJ when I was 20, working in various radio stations. I'm from the motherland. That's, you know, like my from Uganda, east of Africa. So I grew up there. Then I had a chance to do, like, you know, shows in colleges back in the day. And this is like 93, you know. And, I moved on to Europe and got signed to a record label. And, and first I was on intern at ACP Records. And I moved on to, you know, got signed as a record label. I was so happy to pay for my first, you know, for my college, you know, just ripping as an artist with my first album. And of course, I came back home in Boston, you know, shout out to Lynn City, North Shore. And from there, you know, I was working in another radio station as a radio host, WRCI 1690 AM Boston. And the owner of the radio station, long story short, came to me and told me, hey, I'm going to fire you. I asked him, why? I'm your best talent. Well, he says, you got a lot of potential with music, so you need to advance your career. You need to go ahead. So he gave me a choice of two schools, Wholesale and the LA Recording School. And I went, I'd been to LA from Amsterdam in 2002. So I liked LA, of course. I went to LA, and everyone was telling me, don't go there, you don't know nobody. Anyway, I went there, and I went to the LA Film School, graduated, and I had an awesome time. I was working at Sony Records as an A&R and a recording engineer. Of course, I became a certified engineer. And I started working for George Lucas, the guys of Star Wars, you know. And he picked me on, trained me, and I became a certified engineer, another certified THX engineer, worked on the Blackbird technology. You remember that them times we used to have the analog TV?
Call, you still there?
Yes, I'm here. I said, you remember them days when we used to have... Yeah. You remember them times when we used to have... Yeah.
Yeah, I lost
I'm
you
here.
For a minute.
I'm here.
Yeah, I lost you
Sorry.
For a minute. My bad.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You remember them days when we used to have the analog TV, you know, the grandpapa's TV, the analog 4x3? Before the
yeah.
TV, you remember? Yeah.
Yeah.
So this guy, George Lucas, of course, of Star Wars, is very smart. He came up with, he's one of the guys that came up with the digital TV and the widescreen TV. So he did a patent and they passed it in Congress. And I worked on that gamma, you know, it was called Blackbird Technology, kind of a classified thing. Anyway, from there, I started a company called, I'd already started in Boston, called Jazz and World, Global Entertainment. And our job is to really manage and, you know, artists and do tours. And we've been very successful getting award-winning artists from BET, name it, MTV, name goes. So to this day, there are various achievements, you know, as we're doing. And right now, I'm working on my fourth album, In God We Trust, you know, and people are loving it. And eventually, you know, Isaac Jazzin, you know, I became a global brand. I'm still pushing, you know, very happy to be around the place, everyone's presence, you know. So, so right now we mainly do tours, and that's it, you know, and promoting ourselves, me and the team around the world. So, but I love to see other people succeed, as that young lady was saying. I just love it. So we work almost day and night just to, promote that threshold, you know, and that's really it, you know, as far as that goes. Everything I say is factual. I try to be honest as I can because I serve God first. So you can go to ISAACJAZZIN and just Google me. Everything is there. Or you can Google Jazzinwald, JAZZIN, Jazzinwald. Just Google that. And you can, you find everything there, you know, as far as myself. I'm also an author and an ecologist, you know, an environmentalist. I love the environment, and part of my records are to be up there with, promote the environment, you know, as far as that goes.
I'm so honored. And I commend you for what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Because without you, we cannot exist. You know what I'm saying? Without us, we cannot exist.
Okay.
So when you're doing something that's positive, like I said, we have so much artists that's not out there that we don't know about. You know, I never, you know, me personally, I never heard of your music before, but I want you to friend me on Facebook under OMF Posse, and we're gonna network. And I want you to send your music. I want you to send your music to my send your music so I can play it on the radio station, because we got so much unhidden talent out there. You know what I'm saying? Getting any kind of exposure. And like I said, so send your music to OMF Posse on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to friend me, and then we're going to network. And I'm happy to get her come on the show and co-host and interview on the show in May. So you, we could.
Oh, awesome. So awesome. Could, awesome. So I'm curious, who the Ali gave me you? Put me in touch with you, the great Bula Ali. And that's pretty awesome, you know. He also mentioned that you have a syndicated radio show, so we'll be happy to call in again tomorrow. I think it's San Francisco, Minnesota.
Yeah, I'm out of San Francisco. Royal Crush tomorrow. Yeah, Royal Crush got our show tomorrow. We want big happy family over here, so we all family over here, so
awesome.
So stay in touch, man.
Awesome.
So stay in touch, and like I said, friend me on Facebook and everything, on Facebook or Twitter and Instagram under OMF Posse.
Fantastic, and lastly, sir, we're very very happy to for the work that you're doing. That's pretty much exciting. And lastly, for the fans and anyone that wants to get in touch, promoters, the number is, Hollywood, California, and also Miami Beach, North Miami Beach. The number is 323-457-0126. I'll repeat that very quick. 323-457-0126. Thank you very, very much.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you, my brother. And keep doing your thing. So we keep on. And you can listen to the show every Wednesday at the same time at 4 p.m. Specific Standard Time.
I got you. I got you, brother. No problem. Right. Yeah, that's awesome.
Stay in touch.
Okay, I will, brother. Definitely. Okay, brother. Thank you.
Yeah, can we take another caller?
What's up, y'all? This is Tupac Tina Jackson. How you doing today?
What's up, Tupac Tina? What's going on?
Nothing, chilling. What's going on with you?
We just chilling. We just having for another dope show. What's going on with you?
Nothing. I'm supposed to do my show Friday, but I don't know if I'm going to make it to do my show. But I got some new music out. I'll send you some to your email.
Yeah.
Y'all can find me at TUP. Huh?
What kind of music you got going on?
Some hip-hop and R&B.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's the name of the song?
Never Slip and Be My Girl.
Yeah. We just chilling. What's going on with you? Yeah, so what's going on out there in North Carolina?
Nothing, we chilling. It's warm outside today. Chilling. Yeah.
So what else is going on?
You can find me at TUPASTINA Jackson on Spotify. TUPASTINA, number 2, letter U on SoundCloud, and Tupac Tina Jackson on YouTube.
All right. So I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for
calling.
All right,
don't remember. All right.
Hey. Can we play Fleetwood 189 song real quick?
Do you hear the beat? Cotton Pickers. Give me mine. Shout out to Cool Joe Goody. My nephew, Duke, is straight wrong. Feel me?
Amen. That's super fine. I feel high 'cause they owe me. up with a plan. Love count money when it's in my hand. Don't nobody give me nothing. I don't have no tricks. Begging many people don't like you quick. God bless the child who got his own. Got a spotted mom crib, but got my own. Love of money, root of evil. Don't doubt that quote. But when you're broke, it's hard to understand. Ask Popo. Some can't cope, can't handle time. I'm a hustler off the top. I'ma handle mine. Pay dues on my life, boy, to get this ring. Thank God every time that I count my bank. I pay dues on my life, boy, to get this ring. I thank God every time that I count my bank. Ain't nothing like your own money. Being broke ain't never funny. What you want in life, you gotta get it. Cause ain't nobody gonna get shit. Get your own, get mine. And keep a gal that's super fine. I stay high cause they owe me. Feel good to say it's on me. Feel good to say it's on me. Yeah, I play the cards I was dealt. I play them to win with a paper and pen. I'm about to lick them again. Hit the studio so the world can see my cut. Hit the mall when I want. Ring that up. Back in high school, they never knew I could rhyme. That's what's up is a cut. It's my time. Always knew, but they never knew I'd come this far. Miss Penny gave birth to a superstar. I was born to be a player, something they just can't stand. I ain't got time for that. I'm a grown ass man. I'm about to hit him with this. I'm about to lick him with this. It don't never stop. We made another hit. Ain't nothing like your own money. Being broke ain't never funny. What you want in life, you gotta get it. Cause ain't nobody gonna get shit. Get your own, get mine. And keep a gal that's super fine. I say a lot cause they owe me. Feel good to say it's on me, yeah. Call me U-Haul, bruh. I do make moves. To the man in the mirror, still got something to prove. Life is a hustle, I get my grip. Yeah, I talk, I walk, I spit this shit. While they sleeping, I'm creeping on $1 million. Hard work, it works, I don't believe in luck. Proof in the pudding when I hit that corner. Born in Sucker Free City in California. Worth, that's my hood, my turf. Feel more up the street, right off turf. I own Harbor Road, Lord Tiger and Flop. Tommy and Tommy, it just don't stop. I've been a block boy, eating out that sack. West Coast country boy, chicken stack. Ain't nothing like your own money. Being broke ain't never funny. What you want in life, you gotta get it. Cause ain't nobody gonna get shit. Keep a gal that's super fine. I say a lot cause they owe me. Feel good to say it's on me. Feel good to say it's on me.
Hey, they say the truth will set you free, so I can't lie. Deuce is straight raw, boy. Nephew, you colder than Minnesota winter. Boy, we win it, we ain't losing, boy. I don't know what they doing, we making history, man. They can make records, we making history, man. The proof is in the pudding, the pudding in the proofing. Here it's dead, Mr. West Coast country boy. Founder of that coalition called the Cotton Pickers, man. Much love and respect to Cool Joe, good the whole Dungeon family, ATL, H-Town, North Cagalac. NYC, Chi-Town, Bay Area, Arizona, Phoenix, I love y'all. Y'all know what it is, baby. You understand me? Much love and respect to L.A., man. We coming, man. The Cotton Pickers, produced by Deuce Straight Raw. You better check my motherfucking homework, bruh.
Nine from San Francisco, the Bay Area in the house. We back. Can we get a caller? Take the next caller.
310-927.
Hello?
Yeah, this is Abdul. Yo, Chappelle out of Texas. Where you calling from?
Huh?
Who's this? Where you calling from?
Oh, yeah, this is Abdul Chappelle, a.k.a. Seven-Star General Screwface, calling out of Fort Worth, Texas, representing the United Hoods of America.
Hey, what's up, man? Tell us what's going on. What's going on out there in Texas?
Oh, man, we down here suffering from the after effects of being the grandchildren of slaves down here trying to resurrect these dying breeds down here, man. You know, I represent something that's connected off inside 21 states, man. Our whole objective is to get in and bring revolutionary conscious music, man, and get ourselves back in control of our own destiny and control our own entities, man. You know, as African-American people, man, we give all of our jewels away to these people in the networks and the industry so concerned about it that, you know, we lose sight of the focus of our independency. So with United Hoods of America, our whole objective, man, is insurrection conditions of the communities, man. We got a nonprofit brace, version of us called the Build a Better Hood Foundation. And so we just basically trying to employ people with construction companies, teaching them after-school art literacy programs, you know, trying to put the resources back in our hands so we can become self-sufficient, man. And like I said, we're in 21 different states. I just did 12 and a half in the feds. And most of the time that I was doing, I spent my time, connecting different communities and getting dudes who are credible off inside their neighborhoods to look back and see what it is that we can do for ourselves. I started the Crips down here in 1987, man. And so, you know, ever since around 94 when I caught a gang truce down here, ever since then I've been about a part of the revolution trying to get things together. I probably had more problems with the government than I've ever had when I was even gang banging. So, you know, we're just trying to spread this message, connecting communities together, man. We got our own network, KOTF Network, Urban Fire Binge Network, man. We can do anything NBC, K104, or any of the relative stations can do. So we're just trying to bring and support all black businesses. You know, we're not excluding any other group, but, you know, we have to do something for ourselves by pulling ourselves together. And so that's what we're about, bro.
Yo, man, I love that, man. I'm glad. It's not what you did in the past. It's what you're doing now. That's what time it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So
yes, sir.
I salute you, man. I salute you for seeing the light, man. That's what time it is. Man, that's what I salute you, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I appreciate that, man.
You're just doing, man. I'm glad that what you're doing for the community, man, because that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to make it a better place for our children and the next generation. You know what I'm saying? We family, like you said, black. And what you was talking about is what Malcolm X and Martin Luther King was talking about. Self-determination, having our own, uplifting our people. That's where we went astray. We went lost, like you said, and I thank God that we got brothers out there. Like I said, through revolution, that's what hip-hop was. We went astray because that's why hip-hop went astray, because that's what I'm saying. It started with what you was talking about, the revolution, black unity, black power, black pride. You hear what I said? Black. Not nigga, black. You see what the word we use? You know what I'm saying? That's where we went wrong at. There you go.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm glad that you're doing the right thing, man.
I appreciate that, man. You know,
we changed the words. That's what I'm saying. We went from love to hate.
Right, right, exactly.
When we said black, we wasn't talking about killing nobody, like you said. So like I said, I thank you for the change, man. I want you to hit me up on Facebook, friend me up on Facebook. We get together and have you come on the show, like I said, and we discuss it some more, and you promote your stuff, and you talk about your stuff and your revolution and everything and what you're trying to do down there in Texas and around the world, man, in the United States, and reaching out all over. That's what I love about you, you reaching all over. You know what I'm saying? So that's what time it is, man. You're reaching all of us. So I want y'all to reach out here, man, and call this radio station and send me, and hit me up on Facebook of Ole Miss Posse and send your music, too, because I heard you said you do music, too, right?
Yeah, yeah. United Hoods of America, what it really is about is if we connected 21 states, it's doing music. So we got 21 states full of producers, artists, and everybody's on the same page accordingly with each other. We're about to drop our first couple of EPs and compilations next month. You know, Fleetwood is one of the United Hoods of America affiliates, and Buddha,
oh,
and Buddha,
yeah.
Ali, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely connect with each other.
Yeah, Buddha Ali always called the show, and he always hit me up, yeah. And, that's what time it is. Fleetwood, yeah, I just played his record, too, just a minute.
Just played his record.
When he came on.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, man. But like I said, hit me up on Facebook on the Ole Miss Posse. Friend me on Facebook, Ole Miss Posse, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and send all your artists' music to my Gmail at redheadron48@gmail.com, and we'll play the music on the show. And let me know who the artist is and what their name is and everything.
I appreciate your time, brother.
Yeah, and you keep on supporting hip hop, man, and uplifting your people, man. That's what time. That's Martin's dream, man. Keep the dream alive, kick it, alive and kick it, man. That's what we're supposed to do. So that's what you're doing, right, man. So I applaud you, man.
I greatly appreciate it, bro. We're going to reciprocate the love and love to do that.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Somebody needs to tell you, thank you, man. Thank you, my brother. Peace.
All right, brother. Peace and thank you.
All right. Can we take another caller?
Hey, it's Brad calling out of Vermont. How you doing, bro?
What's up, Brad? What's going on?
Hey, just listening in to the show. Was going to return the favor because you called into my show yesterday. So just thought I'd call in and return the favor and speak with you once again, you know, briefly. But how you doing?
Man, I'm so blessed for having you on my show. I'm blessed to have all my family. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're about, man. With the Blackout Radio family, about supporting each other, man. That's what time
definitely.
It is. We support, we, you know, and you go back before. You know, I remember when you had your show back before. And I was wondering where you went. You know what I'm saying? So we go back before. So it's not like we, know you. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I used to call your show when you had your show on before. You know what I'm saying? I guess you don't remember. But.
Oh, I do. I remember everybody. I remember a lot of people.
Yeah, me and Ann Jules used to call your show all the time.
Yeah, I remember her. Like, I still have, believe it or not, I was looking through my files and stuff, and I still have a voiceover that she sent me for my show. So if you still have contact with her, just let her know that I gave her a shout-out, and I said, hey, because she used to be like you and her. Every single show, like clockwork, you guys never missed an episode, you know? So it was like definitely one of the biggest supporters that we had, so, and still have.
She was just on the show. She was just, she called my show every week too. She still do it. She still support everybody in Blackout Radio. She was on here about 20 minutes ago. We was talking for a while.
Oh, I just missed her.
Yeah, she's doing big things. She's working with Sugar Hill Gang and Curtis Blow and them, and doing music, and Daryl McDaniels from Run DMC. She's doing big things, and she got that dope song out. I'm gonna have her send me your email so we could send your music to your show, because I don't have your friend me on Facebook. Do I got you on Facebook?
I think so. If not, I can add you as soon as I get off here, because I know Black Terror, he tagged you in the show on the flyer, you know, so I'll just, like, click on, you know, the link of your name he tagged you, and I'll just add you that way. But, I don't want to take a lot of your time, so I just want to let the callers know who might be hearing me for the first time. I also have a show, as we were talking about. I have a show on the same broadcast network as this. My show is bi-weekly, every other Monday, co-hosted with my good homeboy and best friend, Prentice, out of Vegas. And, you know, we definitely are making big moves and stuff like that. So the next show is March 15th. That's Monday. So mark it down on your calendar, guys. And it's the same number as this one. So basically save this number to anybody who is in the queue that might be calling in for the first time, or, you know, if it's not your first time, save this number, because there's many other shows on this, you know, on this broadcast network. And, you know, it's not just my show, and it's not just this show. There's plenty others. So definitely network whenever you can.
That's what's up. Tell them. Say it again. Network. Don't hurt
network.
The network. That's right. That's how you get your stuff out there. That's how you get your music out there. That's how you get your name out there. So
I'm actually going to see if I
calling your show. That's what I'm saying. All you haters that don't want to call in, you hurting yourself. You ain't hurting us.
Well, yesterday in my show and stuff, I had people that were calling in, but, like, my biggest thing is, like, because you already know it's all love, but my biggest thing is people get so hyped that sometimes they forget to say their name, you know? So it's like, how are we supposed to, like one guy, he called in, he was spitting fire, like he was rapping and everything. I said, what's your social media, bro? And he would not, like, he was just so in the zone that he did not throw out his links there. So he had no way to follow him, no way to. So I think that the most important thing you can do is you should always state your name first, where you're from, you know what I'm saying? So that way people can find you, because you never know who's listening. You know, like one of the shows, you'll never know who's listening.
They don't know the rules, Brad. They don't know the rules. They just get into hip-hop. They think hip-hop, they don't know the rules, you understand? They don't know the rules.
You know this right here, my old shows. My old show, right? All these years ago, like 4 years ago when I did my show, I was like 4 or 5 episodes in. And I don't know if you listened at that point, but I know Black Terror can vouch for this. I was just doing my show, and all of a sudden, a guy gets in the queue, Mikey J from Def Jam. Def Jam Records, Mikey J is listening to my show, and this guy is like, he can get you in contact with, you know, with people. So it's like, you never know who's listening, you know what I'm saying? So that's why it's important, because, like, what happens if you're freestyling and Mikey J hears fire and he likes what he hears? How is he going to find you? You know what I'm saying? He's not going to be able to find you because you didn't say your name and where you're from and your links, you know? So take advantage of the opportunity.
Because they don't know the rules. Again, they just jump. People just jump in the hip hop. Don't know the rules. Again, you understand? Everybody's teaching them the rules. You understand the rules? They say I'm old in nature. No, I'm not. The rules haven't changed. You understand?
Exactly. Exactly.
Just saying your name. Just saying your name, cause like you said, just saying your name could lift you up to jump up. Like I said, you don't know the rules. You just get on the radio station and don't even say your name. And that's the first thing you should say. You understand?
Exactly.
So again, we ain't got enough time to go into, but like I said, educate them. See, they don't know
before
the rules. They just get into hip hop. They don't know nothing about hip hop.
Before I get off, can I drop a quick freestyle for you?
Sure, go ahead.
All right. Yo, you know how I know I'm going to blow up? My rap's sick. I spit shit to make you throw up. Dudes want battle, but they never show up. I grind like stop signs. The corner's where I post up. Whipping my gun cinnamon. How I make that toast crunch like a pistachio tree, homie. Grow nuts. Are you nicer than me? Nah, son, like midnight. A role model. Who the kids want to get like? Who your favorite rapper wants to fit like? Call it European steering wheels, high get right. Jump off a cliff, like, with a rubber band. Bungee cord before you step to me, brother man. I got more guns than Uncle Sam. I could turn $100 into $100,000. What up?
Yo, that's the rules. You had to have flow before you got on the mic. Understand me?
And
they don't know the rules. They don't know nothing about hip-hop. They just, like you said, they don't know the rules. Hip hop haven't changed in 40 years. Okay.
Exactly.
So
y'all follow me on social media, Brad Born, Brad BRAD, and then Born BOURN. And I don't want to take any more of your time, bro. I could talk to you nonstop, and you know, but I want to be mindful because I know we have other callers and stuff. So definitely, I'll be listening, bro. And salute to you, homie. And nice to hear from you again. And I'll call in next time as well.
And I'll talk to you on the 15th. We'll holler some more.
Okay.
All right,
definitely,
my brother. Bro. Peace. Thank you, man. Peace.
Yep.
Yeah, this is RMF. We out. Thank y'all for calling, all the callers that called in. I'll talk to y'all next week. Yeah, so we out.
Yeah, they talking loud. They talking loud. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I'm back on the block and it just don't stop. Coming back with the music, call it classic hip hop. Cause it's classic hip hop, cause it's always on my mind. Check out my music, cause I'm straight from the grind. Cause I'm the OMF posse and they the straight up.